principle number 12, discussing the two ways. We're discussing now suffering. We're on page 34 at the bottom. Number 3. The Baal HaSulam writes in Purusha Sulam on the Zohar, we can attain a state of consciousness in which we realize that everything that God does is for the good. We come to see how all the suffering we went through as a result of our self-centeredness was necessary to enable us to become attached to God. We then bless all the suffering we went through, because without it, we would not have been able to get to the goodness. This is the spiritual level of realizing that the bad was in order for us to get to the good. So it's trying to get us to realize that every suffering that we're going through is happening for a very exacting divine reason that's rooted in goodness. We can't understand. But the idea is that every single suffering we're going through, the only reasons it's happening is because it's part of the process of helping us become ready and able to experience the boundless goodness that the source of reality is flowing and wants us to be ready and able to receive it in the ultimate way. And that every suffering we're experiencing is part of that process, is somehow a blessing. We can't understand that. How could especially certain sufferings in any possible way be part of the ultimate divine plan of bestowal of goodness to everybody? Incomprehensible. But all of our spiritual masters who have reached the highest levels, they all tell us the same thing. They say that when we complete our inner transformation, reach that state of complete unconditional love that we're all destined to eventually attain, we'll come to see that everything that's going on, even things that seem to us the most horrific things, we're all flowing directly from that bestowal of goodness to all of us, and was all hidden blessings. Can't understand. I heard once a metaphor, say somebody was watching a surgeon do surgery on somebody, but didn't know what surgery was. So they would think the surgeon is the most awful person in the world, cutting somebody up like that. But when we know what's going on, we see it's something so beautiful. It's saving the person's life. So right now, everything that we're experiencing, it's filtering through our desire to receive. We don't yet realize how exalted we all actually are, that we're all souls, our divine reality, the whole process we're going through right now. Even if we can have some intellectual taste of talking about this, what do we know? What can we understand? How much can we be conscious of what is really going on? It's what our spiritual masters in the Torah is trying to guide us in, that trying to become aware that every suffering we're going through in our life, we could relate to it either as just something that's just pushing us down, something that we had bad luck, something horrible happening to me, and only suffer from it. Or we can try to become aware that this suffering that I'm experiencing, although it's suffering, but that suffering is given to me as a gift, as a springboard to attain higher levels of spiritual development. That every suffering that we're going through is an opportunity to grow spiritually through it, which is everything that's going on here, is we're in the process of growing spiritually. So although our sufferings are sufferings, the learning here is trying to help us to get us to relate to them in the way of working on our emunah, that those sufferings that we're experiencing are somehow, even that we can't understand how right now, here to help us. And they're an opportunity in each suffering to use it towards progressing in our spiritual development, towards increasing our desire to attain unconditional love. That all of the sufferings are for the good. Now there's the end of this section here goes even beyond. This first paragraph here, he said, this is the spiritual level of realizing that the bad was in order to get to the good. But then it goes on to say, there is an even higher state of consciousness called Gam Zule Tova, which means this is also good. This is the exalted spiritual awareness that not only did all our mistakes and suffering allow us to get to the good, but all the bad itself is transformed by God's light to good. I can't understand that. It's bringing the idea that there's a level of becoming aware that all of the bad that we're going through, all the suffering, is serving a good purpose. It's bringing us to the good. But there's even a higher level of spiritual awareness where the bad itself is transformed from God's light, whatever that means, to good. That we see that the bad itself is good. How do we understand that? The only thing I can think to do here is to relate it to that concept we discussed about how the locks become the gates. There's a higher state of consciousness where all of the hiddenness of the goodness is so appreciated, because that's what allows us to be in a state of emunah and unconditional love and giving, and therefore being in union with God in the moment of that hiddenness. That in the hiddenness of the goodness itself, all the effort that's required of us to have love in the hiddenness of the goodness is an ultimate state. Because that's a state of complete unconditional love. Our love isn't rooted in experiencing the divine love and therefore loving back, but our love is unconditional, because in that moment we're not experiencing the divine love. And we can reach a level of appreciating that ability to be in the state of unconditional love, so much so that that hiddenness and darkness and suffering is precious. So in that way, the darkness becomes the light. That hiddenness becomes in some way an ultimate moment of being able to truly love unconditionally. So I'm not certain that that's what it means here, because I mean, I don't understand this idea. Read it again. That there is an even higher state of consciousness called Gamzu Letova, which means this is also good. This is the exalted spiritual awareness that not only did all our mistakes and suffering allow us to get to the good, but all the bad itself is transformed by God's light to good. So maybe it's connected to what we were just saying, or maybe it's something even beyond. It's something to contemplate. Okay, so we'll stop for now, and God willing, continue next time.